The unit provides an in-depth overview of the latest technologies involved in drone data processing, explaining various solutions and approaches that are currently being used. The key focus is on how drones, also known as unmanned aerial vehicles, UAVs, offer advantages over traditional manned aircraft and even satellite imagery for specific applications, particularly when the objective involves capturing data from smaller, more controlled areas. Drones allow for flexibility in data collection, providing real-time control over factors like altitude, weather conditions, and temporal analysis. While satellite imagery is advantageous for covering large areas, drones are ideal for capturing high-resolution, precise datasets for smaller areas and in specific timeframes. The speaker emphasizes that drone and satellite data complement each other, with each having its own importance depending on the objectives of the project. Drone data processing involves various stages, starting with selecting the appropriate type of drone for the task. There are three primary types of drones: fixed wing, which is used for large areas; vault drones, used primarily for deliveries, but also image processing; and multi-rotator drones, which are commonly used for data capturing, artificial intelligence, AI detection, and other advanced applications. Each type has its advantages depending on the nature of the work and the area being surveyed. The unit introduces the idea of payloads or sensors that are attached to drones to capture specific information. Most drones come equipped with visual image cameras, which capture high-resolution images. However, specialized sensors like multispectral and hyperspectral cameras are used for specific applications, such as analyzing vegetation health or conducting precision agriculture. Other notable sensors include LiDAR, which is used for generating high-resolution 3D models, and thermal sensors, which are useful for identifying crop health, monitoring industrial processes, or detecting leaks in infrastructure. The unit also covers two main methods of drone data processing: desktop-based and cloud-based approaches. Desktop-based processing involves manually transferring data from the drone to a computer and processing it using software like ArcGIS Pro, Drone2Map, or NV. While this method allows for detailed control, it is time-consuming and requires significant computational resources. Cloud-based processing, on the other hand, offers much faster results by allowing data to be processed remotely, often within minutes. SiteScan, a cloud-based platform, is highlighted for its ability to automatically capture and process data, offering a seamless workflow from data collection to final analysis. In terms of applications, drones are widely used across various sectors such as agriculture, village mapping, forest management, industrial inspections, mining, and urban development. The speaker also emphasizes how advancements in drone automation and sensor technology have significantly reduced labor intensity and increased the accuracy and efficiency of data collection. This unit outlines a comprehensive step-by-step guide for working with ground control points, GCPs, and drone data processing using various tools like ArcGIS Pro, Apteryx Pro, and Drone2Map, particularly in creating high-accuracy maps, orthomosaics, and 3D models. GCPs help improve map accuracy by adjusting slight shifts in the data. If the GCPs match perfectly with the corresponding locations, they are registered and used to run the image processing, resulting in more accurate maps. If a mismatch occurs, the system allows for manual adjustment or deletion of points. Once the points are registered, running the system adjusts all data and provides products such as orthomosaics and 2D maps. Next, the focus shifts to ArcGIS Pro's ability to generate products like digital surface models, DSM, digital terrain models, DTM, and orthomosaics. In this software, each output must be generated individually, which may take several hours for each. The document discusses the workflow in Drone2Map, an alternative tool that simplifies the process, allowing users to generate all outputs, DSM, DTM, orthomosaics, and 3D mesh, in a single run. Drone2Map offers a more automated and faster process than ArcGIS Pro, though it still takes 4 or 5 hours to complete processing for large datasets. However, in Drone2Map, the process is streamlined as it requires minimal manual intervention. This software also allows users to manage GCPs and adjust points for accuracy. The discussion then moves to SiteScan, another software tool that offers cloud-based processing of drone data. The system automates data capture, processing, and analysis in a much faster workflow, with processing times as low as 10 minutes compared to the hours required by ArcGIS Pro and Drone2 Map. SiteScan also integrates well with enterprise platforms such as ArcGIS Enterprise, allowing users to manage their drone data in the cloud, create web apps, dashboards, and visualizations like 3D PDFs and point clouds. The cloud-based nature of SiteScan ensures that data can be processed without relying on local hardware, further speeding up the workflow. Additionally, the document mentions real-time flight planning in SiteScan. Users can set flight paths for drones, which automatically adjust based on the terrain. Once the flight is complete, the data is uploaded to the cloud, processed, and returned as various products, including orthomosaics, DSMs, and 3D meshes. This workflow significantly reduces manual labor and increases efficiency. The results are ready for use in web-based dashboards and visualization tools, making it a robust solution for processing and visualizing geospatial data. In the final part, the document explains hyperspectral data analysis using tools like ENVI. Hyperspectral imaging, due to its higher spectral resolution, is particularly useful for field-level analysis, such as in agriculture. This data can be used to analyze specific characteristics of the terrain, allowing for a more detailed examination than traditional RGB imagery. Hyperspectral data is typically processed in specialized formats, and while ENVI handles the analysis, pre-processing needs to be done in tools like ArcGIS Pro or Drone2 Map.